Shus, Yedide Nafshi, Rabbi Penner. I saw Rabbi Rilik. I'm pretty sure when I came in, I see Rabbi Blass too. I don't know if there's any of the other rebellion. I can't see the Marshal. I want to thank Josh and David, always being here for us, the Mechayos. It's a beautiful, beautiful way to begin this month. So I want to talk to you for a few minutes by way of a beginning. It's the end of the year, but it's the beginning of the year. It's a time of Kol Doidi Doifek. If you know the Niggun of the Baal Tanya, the Alter Rebbe from Kol Doidi Doifek, it's something I think maybe we have to learn here. This is time. Kol Doidi Doifek. Piskli Achayis Yerayasu. Genosi Samosi. You know the Divrei Chaim, Schus Yigalani was a great genius. Everybody knows that. Divrei Chaim is Gaon HaGaonim. The biggest Rabbonim in Europe came to learn by him, to be by him, to sit at his feet. And it happened that the Divrei Chaim was not well, and he went to a doctor. The big doctor, I think in Vienna or in Prague, I don't know. And the Divrei Chaim was there, and the doctor was fascinated by the famous Rabbina, and they were talking. And the Divrei Chaim asked the doctor, "How do you spend your days? I see that you help people. You're not young. I hope that you have some time to yourself when you're not busy with your patients. And how do you spend your time?" And the doctor said, "I spend my time constantly studying my profession to work on myself to be the best doctor I could be." And the Divrei Chaim was very impressed with that. And then the doctor asked, and Rabbi, how have you spent your life? What do you do with your time?" So the Divrei Chaim said, "I spent my entire life since I'm a boy. I've spent my entire life trying to build a bridge." The doctor was very surprised by that. And he said, "Really, I didn't think that you were a person that was involved in manual labor." So the Divrei Chaim said, "The bridge that I'm trying to build is between my mind and my heart. All my life, that's all I'm doing, is trying to construct, to build a bridge to connect my mind to my heart. I think that's all that we want now. All of us hear Torahs, we learn, we hear shmuzen. If there's one thing that we're trying to hear more desperately than anything, Kol Doidi Doifek, the sound of my beloved knocking on the heart. Pischili Achoyesi, we're trying to hear that. We're trying to build a bridge between the mind and the heart." So let's talk for a few minutes about that. About building a bridge. Everybody knows that the Rosh HaTevis at this time of Elul is Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. One of the Rosh HaTevis, the most important one. Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. The Pasuk is not talking about any particular action, anything that's taking place. There's a Metzias that's called Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. But that's the Rosh HaTevis, but many people forget that there's an end to the Pasuk, Haroa V'Shoshan. And I'm sure that many of you know that the Zohar HaKadosh begins the very beginning, in the introduction of the Zohar HaKadosh, is on the pasuk Kishoishana ben Hachoichim, Kein Ra'ayosi ben Habonis, that the Jewish people, Knesset Yisrael, is compared to a rose. Kishoishana ben Hachoichim among the thorns, Kein Ra'ayosi ben Habonis. And the Zohar HaKadosh says on this pasuk Kishoishana ben Hachoichim, Man Shoishana. Who is the Shoishana? Do Knesset Yisrael. The Shoshana, the beautiful rose, is Knesset Yisrael. Ma Shoshana is le'tleisarol, just as the rose is surrounded by 13 petals. Af Knesset Yisrael is ba'tleisim achilin derachmei, so too Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, and every single Jew is surrounded by the 13 midas herachmeim. The Sacharin law calls it raw. That surround us, that surrounds Knesset Yisrael, calls it raw from all sides. The 13 petaled rose, the Shoshana ben Achoichim, the Haraya b'Shoshanim, is Knesset Yisrael. We are shining with the light of the 13 Midas Rachamim that surround her on all sides. That's the beginning of the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that was brought down to us to bring us to Mashiach. Kishoishana ben Achoich. Those of you who have seen the Siddur of the Rav Balatanya, he writes about this in the Likutei Torah as well, but it's primarily in the Siddur of the Rav, where the Yalta Rebbe explains that the whole Inyan of Elul, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li haroya b'sheishanim, that the whole Inyan of Elul is the Hizgalus of the Sheishanim, is the opening up of the 13 petals of the 13 Midas Rachamim. Everything is Rachamim. It's during this time that Moshe Rabbeinu went back up. And Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Rachamim, he was davening for Slicha, for Mechila, for Kapara. And the same way that in Shemayim, the Alter Rebbe explains that the same way that in Shemayim, this time of the year, is a time of unbelievable Hizgalus, a Hizgalus, a revelation of the 13 Midas HaRachamim, of Hashem's infinite love. The Knesset Yisrael. So too the Rebbe explains that there's a Hizgalus of the Midas HaRachamim within Klal Yisrael herself and within each and every one of us. That what happens above with the 13 Midas HaRachamim, the Alter Rebbe explains, is so it is by each and every person who wants, by every one of Hashem's Shoshanim. There's a Hizgalus, there's an opening up, a revelation of the 13 Midas HaRachamim, of this Midah of Rachamim. At this time of the year when Hashem pours His Rachamim upon us, there's an opening up within us of the 13 Midas HaRachamim, the 13 petaled rose that's Knesset Yisrael, that opens up to receive her beloved Kutcher Brich. The Shaila is regarding our Rachamim. We know that as far as Hashem is concerned, He's filled with Rachmanis for us. But the Alter Rebbe tells us that this Hizgalus of Midas, the 13 Midas of Rachamim and the 13 petaled rose opens up, which is Knesset Yisrael, which is the Midah of Rachamim within Am Yisrael, within each and every one of us. The Shaila is, the question is, Rachamim on who? On a simple level, of course, the Alter Rebbe explains that during this time we have to work very, very, very hard. Kol merachim al abriyos, merachim alav min hashamayim. Whoever has rachmanis on someone else, whoever has rachmanis on another person, kol merachim al abriyos. Briyos, as the Tanya explains later, briyos means even the lowest Jews in the world. Briyos, I feel a briyos ba'almi, even those who are not from B'nai Bris. to have rachmanis during this time of the year. Kol merachmim, kol merachim, kol merachim al habriyas merachim olav nashamai. But there's something much deeper than that. It's a very, very big yisoid in avodas Hashem. On the deepest level, the rachmonis, the rachmim that a Jew has to feel at this time of the year is for himself. What does that mean? Is that what Hashem wants, that during this time of the year we should be thinking about ourselves? Is that what it means to have rachmanis? So I want to learn with you one of the shortest prakim, just a few sentences from one of the shortest prakim in Tanya. Perek Mem Hei. And if you have a chance, try to learn it over a few times, the entire perek. It just takes a few minutes. The Alter Rebbe is explaining a remarkable pasuk in Yeshayah Chav Tes, where the Navi says, "L'chein koyam Hashem el beis Yaakov, Ashepoda." How does it end? Ashepoda Savra. So the pasuk in Navi says that Yaakov has the ability to redeem Avra. It's beis Yaakov Ashepoda Savra. Yaakov is the midah of rachamim. And somehow this midah of rachamim, Yaakov, is able to redeem, to bring out, to rescue, to save, to reveal in each and every one of our lives the midah of Avram, which is what? Ahava v'chesed. It means that a person whose heart is closed, a person whose heart is shut, a person who can't feel the kol daidi daifek, even now, and he's chalishing to feel something. Tanya says there's a way in Avodas Hashem that's called Yaakov Ashepoda Asavra. That through the Midas Harachamim, one can draw out, open up the 13 petals, can open up all of oneself. Ashapodas Avram, to come to that Madrega of Avram, which is Avram Ayahavi, which is the Midah of Ahava of love. Love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, love for another Jew, for one's parents, for one's children, for one's wife, for one's husband, and for oneself. So what is this Midah Sarachamim, which is the means by which one is able to come to the Midah of Avram Avinu? To taste what it means to love God. To taste what it means to love another Jew. To taste what it means to love oneself. But it's not in a silly way. So Tanya reveals something very, very deep in Perek Mem Hei. Oyd yeish derech yoshe lefne yish lasik b'tere mitzviz lishman ayde midos ushe Yaakov avinu ol v'sholom shimidus rachmim. After going through all of the chapters of Tanya, and the Tzaddik, and the Beinoni, and the Rosh, and dissecting the Nefesh, Ruach, Nisham, dissecting the Levushim of the Nefesh, Ruach, and Nisham, Machshove, Dibur, Maise, after everything, the Alter Rebbe turns to us in a very private and personal way, and he says, "Now listen, Kindelach, Oyd yeish derech yoshe lefne yish. I know that what I just taught you in the first 44 prakim, I know it's pretty hard. Especially when you look at what it means to be a tzaddik. And even to be a beinoni, shloi chotem yomav, that never sinned his entire life. Not b'dibur, not machshova, not b'maise. So it's very possible that by the time you get to chapter 45 of Tanya, you're feeling pretty bad." And he told us in the Hagdom, it's not an easy path. The Tanya is not a safer Verdlach, of nice tires in Verdlach. It's hard. It's a lot of work. But then at the end he says, towards the end, he says, Yesh derech yosha lifnei ish. I'm going to share with you, he says, a derech yosha lifnei ish for each and every Jew to begin. The way to begin is Ayidei Midas of Yaakov, if you know all of Shalom, to the Mid of Yaakov, you know, Shemidah Serachman. What does that mean? Now, listen carefully and please chaz it over in Tanya Memhei. To cry out, to be ma'ira, to awaken, to arouse. Rachamim rabin. Lifnei Hashem. Now the question I asked a moment ago was, the 13 petaled roses opening up at this time, the 13 midas of rachamim are coming down from Shemaim, and we're opening up with our 13 midas of rachamim. Hashem has rachmanis in us. What about us? What's our rachmanis? Who do we feel rachmanis for? So he says this. Now open up to listen to this. Lo'er b'machshavtei t'chila rachman l'rimab l'fnei Hashem al nitzoytze l'kus tev rachmanis on the nitzoytze l'kus on the spark of God on the godliness within ourselves. Hamachaya nafshoy asher yorad mimkorei chaya chaim ein soiv baruch hu. That each and every one of us here and every single Jew in the world, regardless of what he's done in his or her life, contains within him and he cites that piece of God himself. Asher yorad mimkorei chaya chaim ein soiv baruch hu. That has descended from the source of all life, from the source of life of all life, Ein Soiv Baruch Hu, the Infinite One, may His name be blessed. Hamamali Kol Alman, the Soiv Kol Alman, who fills all worlds and surrounds all worlds. Bukula Kamei Kalei Choshev, before whom it's like nothing exists. And this spark of Elokus, this Chelik Elokam Mamish, has descended from the Makor HaChayim Baruch Hu, from the Infinite One, and has descended through countless, countless worlds to enter into me, into you. V'nislabesh b'moshka d'chavaya, and has become enclosed in the skin of the snake, in the physical body. HaRochek me'or pnei ha'melech b'tachlis ha'herchek, which is far from the light of the king's face, b'tachlis ha'herchek. Because this physical world, which is called the snake of this, the skin of the snake, is coarse, is filthy, is thick. And because this world is surrounded by so many thorns, by so many klipas, harochik me'or pnei hamelech b'tachlis aherchik, which is so far from the light of the face of the king. So the Rebbe cries out and he says, the Midah of Yaakovina, which is Rachmanis, tells a Jew at this time of the year. Other times of the year it's very hard to hear. It's possible, but it's much harder. To have Rachmanis, when a person tries to remember and he stops hiding and he remembers, all of his actions, all of his words, all of his thoughts, from the time that he came into this world, from the time that he could remember, that are not good, and the king himself is bound, is imprisoned by our thoughts, by our minds, by our actions, by our words that are not pure, that are not good. Because it says in Pasuk that Yaakov is compared to a chevel nachalosa, to a long rope. That rope goes all the way up. Each and every one of us in this world is connected by that rope. The rope is all the way tied up to the Makor HaChayim Baruch Hu, to Ein Soiv Baruch Hu. That's where the rope begins, by the Or Ein Soiv Baruch Hu Mamish. And that rope descends to infinite worlds and enters into our lives, into our guf, into the body. Kiyakov chelvel nachel osai. And therefore, ukemoshel amoyshech bechevel, and as the Rebbe explained earlier, that the same way that you know that when you have a long rope, it could be thousands of feet long, it could be a million feet long, and all the way at the bottom, if you give it a little bit of a crutch, at the bottom, if you shake it a little drop, you just move it a drop, it causes it to shake much, 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 much more, until when it gets higher and higher, it's mamish crossing miles and miles. So Yaakov is chevel nachalasai. And the Alter Rebbe Schusin, he was telling us, it's a rachmanis when a Jew stops and thinks that inside of him, the Borei Kololom, the Creator Himself, has descended kivyachol to enter into his life, into his guf, and occupies his very being. And you and I, with our words, with our thoughts, with our actions that are not holy, cause terrible, terrible, terrible pain. Kivyochel above, Yaakov chevel nachalosai. Everything that you and I think about, talk about, do, is moving that rope inside of us, one way or the other. V'husay galus hashchina. And whenever you read in the Sfarim and you see the words galus hashchina, when you open up the beginning of Shas, the beginning of Brachas, the crying of the Shechina, the crying in the churva of this world, the Golus HaShechina, he says, is not the Golus HaShechina someplace because of America or Europe. The Golus HaShechina is that the Shechina is in Golus in ourselves. That she's in Golus within our thoughts, within our words, within our actions that are not pure. And that kivyochol we somehow have control. That's how Hashem made it. And regarding this, it says in the Pasuk, V'yoshev el Hashem v'yirachameyu. Therefore, the Rebbe says the Pasuk is telling us that Hashem is crying out, V'yoshev el Hashem. That Hashem is saying to us, Kindlach, remember that I am inside of you. Remember that the Shechina Kedosh is inside of you. Everywhere you go, everything that you think, whatever you say, I'm with you. I'm together with you. I'm in Golus with you. And when you go into some place, into a place where you shouldn't go, in your mind, in your thoughts, in your heart, with your feet, with your eyes, you're taking me with you. The Elokus that's inside of you. Therefore, the beginning of Avodas Hashem. The Tanya says that derech yoshev for every Jew who wants to begin to do tshuva. It's elu called doidi doifeg haraya b'shashanim. Shashanim is doknesis Yisrael, which means what? The midas harachamim. The midah of Yaakov Avinu is rachamim, to have rachmanis on the elokus within ourselves. The yoshev al Hashem, remember Hashem v'yirachameihu, and have rachmanis on Hashem. L'oyre rachnim rabim al shem Hashem ha'shoichin itonu. To be ma'oyre rachnim rabim on the shem Hashem kivyochol that's within us in Golas. Ha'shoichin iton b'soich tumosa, that dwells within us b'soich tumosa. Now you know to have rachmonis. Rachmanis, to have rachmanis means that you believe that it's still possible to help. You don't have rachmanis when somebody already dies. When lo aleinu, when somebody is dying, when somebody's languishing in the hospital, chalila, when somebody is sick, then you have rachmanis. Because there's still hope. Because al yisya'ish min harachamim. Because as long as there's a breath of life, ad zibula b'sraisa, to the last breath, there's hope. And as long as there's hope, there's rachmanis. Rachmanis means maybe something can change. Sheshana comes the word shinuri, to change. Maybe there could be a change. Rachmanis, there could be a change. A person is poor, you have rachmanis. Rachmanis means, what can I do to bring this person out? I could change this person. I could help him. I can give him chizek, I can give him a check, I can give him a job. There's rachmanis. Someone is sick, that even if the doctors say there's no hope, Al yisyaish min arachma fil cherev chal munach al tzavar shalom. Not to be misyaish min aperonis, not to be misyaish min arachma, as long as there's life, there's hope. When a person is no longer alive, then there's no longer any hope. So Rabbi said, what happens to us during the year? During the year, a person sometimes begins to feel like he's dead. And when you start losing that feeling of being alive, you stop having rachmanis on yourself. When you begin to live as a dead person, when you think that chalila, that chas v'chalila, you have no hope. When you think, as I was talking to somebody 2 days ago, whose wife is leaving him because he's addicted to things on the computer and she found something on his computer and now she wants to leave him, and I'm begging her to give him a chance and to work with a therapist. And I said to him, I asked him, do you believe that you could change? And he said, I believe, Rebbe, I'm going to try. And I'm trying to work with the wife that she should believe that he could change, that there could be a shinui in this shoshana, in this broken, damaged, stained rose of Hashem in this world. There could be a change. As long as you believe you could change, there's hope. One of my sons-in-law is a very chashuv, a therapist, a big Talmud Chacham, and he says that when he works with couples, he works with couples, when he sees that there's a spark of hope, could be the guy's mamish, usually it's with the guy, not davka, but usually he's a mamish, all the bishol tachti is mamish, in the lowest Gehenna. But if in that place of the lowest Gehenna where he's dragged, the Shechina Kadosh, he's dragged with him, what? Chaya, Chayim Baruch Hu, the life of all worlds, Kivyoch Hashem. As long as there's a spark of hope that he could change, my son-in-law says that he could do unbelievable things. If there's a little bit of hope, because when there's hope, it means he's not dead. And if he's not dead, it means there's a rachmanis. So during the year, it's very hard to have rachmanis on what we've done to the Shechina in ourselves. On what we're causing, the pain that we're causing, kivyochel, rochel imeinu, the Knesset Yisrael, the Shechina HaKadosh, the pain that she's in because of what we've done during the year. During the year, we don't feel that. We become oblivious. We're like dead. We're like zombies. And we can go on learning, we can go on taking moksha b'chinas, we can be big lamdanim and do all kinds of mitzvahs and masim toivim. But to be able to open up, to be able to be Jews of kol doini doifek, to be able to hear the voice of my beloved, to be Jews who are on fire, to be Jews who are filled with an unbelievable excitement for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Melech Besada, HaMelech, Mloich Al Kol HaOlam Kula B'Chvaydecha, V'chein tein pachtecha, V'chein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu. To be Jews, to be real Jews. With all the mitzvahs and with all the learning, it's possible for a person, the Rebbe is saying, it's for a person to be mamish, to feel like he's dead. And once he's dead, he has no rachmonis. Rachmonis on himself. Rachmonis on the lakus that defines his very being. And to lose that spark of hope, to lose that piece of elokus within himself, chalila, that's in galus. But when it comes to Elul, the Zohar HaKadosh begins with the 13 petaled rose, the 13 midos harachamim, and kol doidi doifek, even the heart that's shut, even the rose that's tight, begins to move a little bit, begins to respond to the outpouring of the King's love, of Hashem's love, and even a Jew who the whole year feels nothing, begins to think, may I in Basi, where do I come from? Who am I? I'm a Yid. What does it mean to be a Yid? Yaakov Chevel Nachalosai. Every thought, every word, every action. Yaakov Chevel Nachalosai. Everywhere I go in my life, I take the Lokus within me, together with me. When I do something that's good, I bring Hashem's Baruch with me. And I bring her out of Golus. I bring the Shekhinah out of Golus. And when I go myself into Golus, and I go into that dark room, and I turn on the thing, and that thing shines in my face with something that no eye should ever see, I'm taking the Shekhinah HaKadosh, Hashem Yirachim, and I bring you down with me into that place. V'yoshev al Hashem v'yirachameyu. Have rachmanis on Hashem. That's the beginning of Tshuva. have rachmanus on the lakus within ourselves. Hashaykh in itam esoich tomasim ezeshom akosuf vayishak Yaakov l'rocha vayises kaila vayeich. It's one of the hardest psukim in the entire Tanakh, right, Kevin? You know, it was one of those psukim that the Rebbe skipped when we were little. Those were always the psukim we went back to try to read in the English. The problem was that in those days we didn't have good translations, or they were too honest. But the Torah says that Yaakov kissed Rachel, and then he cried. The Rebbe Abun Pshiska said that the reason he cried is because he thought, boy, is this going to cause me trouble in the future, this kiss? V'yishak Yaakov l'Rachel v'yises kol v'yev. I'm going to have a lot of trouble from this kiss. You know what that means, this kiss? The soy, the secret of v'yishak Yaakov l'Rachel v'yises kol v'yev. Ki Rachel hi knesses Yisrael. There are code words in Tanakh. Rachel is a code word for knesses Yisrael. Rachel means the Shechin. Rachel Imenu, buried by the road, means the Shechin in Golos. Kol mevake mevake al baneha. Kol beroma nishma Rachel mevake al baneha. Me adne lihinochen. She can't be consoled. Rachel means Knesset Yisrael. Rachel Imenu means the spark of God that's within us in along the road to Beis Lechem. When we're not holding by Yerushalayim. So the meaning of Vayishak Yaakov l'Rachel Vayises Kol Vayev Ki Rachel Hi Knesses Yisrael Mekor Kol HaNeshomis. Rachel Imenu is Knesses Yisrael, which is the Mekor of where HaNeshomis come from, the ingathering of the Neshomis of Klal Yisrael. That's called Knesses Yisrael. V'Yaakov Amidos Ehol Yoyne Shemidah Serachim Shabbat Silus Hom Oyerachim Rab Melech. The Midah of Yaakov is kissing Rachel Imenu Vayises Kol Vayev. That means that a Jew has within him the ability to have compassion, to have pity on Rachel Imenu, to have compassion, to have pity upon the Rachel Imenu within ourselves, and to kiss Vayishak Yaakov l'Rachel, Vayisa Kol Vayev, and to have Rachmanis, and to say to Rachel Imenu, V'shavu bonim l'gvulam, I promise you, Rachel, I promise you that your children will come back to you, which means I promise you, Rabbi Shalom, I will come back to you. I promise you that the lakus that you invested in me, I promise you that this year, that the investment that you made is going to bring back better returns than in the past. It's going to be good, it's going to be better. I'm going to do my best to make it better. V'yishak Yaakov l'Rachel, v'yises kol v'yev. That's the side. The Rebbe ends and says, that's the side of Yaakov Shepodos Avram. That through this midah of Rachamim, through the midah of Yaakov Avinu, one is able to redeem the midah of Ahava within himself. One is able to bring himself back to life. One is able to remember who he is. Me'ayin Bosa, La'ana Tahoylech, I'm a Jew. My neshama, I'm not another human being, I'm not a person in the world. I'm a Jew, I come from the Makor HaChayim. I'm Rochel Imenu, Knesset Yisrael. My neshama comes from that place of Yaakov, Chevel Nachalosa, that's who I am. And when a person remembers that, he begins to have rachmanis on the elokus within himself. He begins to leave that state of numbness, of emptiness, of deathliness, of paralysis, of being in a midbar. And then he's able to come to the Madrega Vahasiroisis Leva Evan and Vahashevoisalovelcha. Like we learned tonight from the Eish Kodesh, if a person feels totally weighed down by the filth of his life and he's in pain, how could he possibly feel the heart that's within him beating? He loses hope. So Vahasiroisis Leva Evan, to have a Lev Bosa, to build that bridge, that's what this time of the year is about. To build that bridge from the mind to the heart. Everybody has to steig and learn. In the old days, the Bati Midrashim in the old country, by Ashkenazim and by Sfarim, the Bati Midrashim were filled during Elul all night, even the simplest Jews. This one's learning Ein Yaakov, this one's learning Mishnais. Then the one who's more advanced is learning Gemara and other. Everybody davening, saying all kinds of Kapitlach Tehillim. There's a tremendous isoyrus behayoyisei karov, dirshu Hashem b'yimotzai, kra'u behayoyisei karov. It's a time to build bridges. The bridge that the Rebbe Chaim was talking about, to build a bridge between the mind and the heart. It's not enough just to learn, it's not enough just to understand the Black Gemara. First of all, to have Rachmanis, another Jew next to you, like Rabbi Penner was talking about yesterday, to have Rachmanis, another Jew, the next table, who might not understand the Gemara. Have Rachmanis. Rachmanis in the Talmud, there are boys who are walking around here the last 2 days in a daze. 2 days in a daze with a Z, walking around like lost. I tried a couple of times to say, are you okay? Like you give a little slap on their face. Somebody that came just to the yeshiva, they're scared, they're nervous. You know what it means to say a warm word, a good word, to take a bacha, somebody that's new in the yeshiva, and to bring him around and to say, come around, we'll learn a little bit. Let's learn a little bit. Let's learn a sefer. Let's learn something together. What are you learning? Can I help you? Not just to sit with your little click. This is the Mevaseres table. This is the Lev HaTorah table. This is the Or Shraga table. The Nativ table. Open up. 13 petaled rows. 13 minas harachamim. Kol doini doifek. Open up. Have rachmanis. Open up. Welcome in. Bring in. Have rachmanis and all the Jews. Somebody that doesn't feel that he's part of a click, that he belongs, you can see in a second. That's not only the job of the Hanhola, that's not only the job of the Mashgichim, that there should be to go look for a Jew that's a little bit lost. They have Rachmanis. Rachmanis means on a mother, on a grandmother, a father, grandfather, to give a phone call, to call more than you've called in the past. They have Rachmanis on an old person. They sit all day and wait for your phone call. Rachmanis. To build bridges, brothers, between brothers and other Jews, brothers and sisters, friends, to build a bridge between the mind and the heart. That's the hardest bridge of all to build. When you sit down to learn, to say, L'shem Yichu, could you bring Roshchinte? Rabbi Shalom, I hope I give you Nachas Ruach with this Black Gemara. When you're learning the Black Gemara, you concentrate on the Black Gemara. Put all your kikes in the Black Gemara. But before you start, and maybe for a second in the middle, even Reb Chaim Volozhiner allows such a thing, then for a second in the middle, you can stop and say, "Ay, Rabbi Shalom, it's your Torah. I'm learning this to get closer to you. I'm not learning this to win a contest. Or to be able to slug the Rebbe up or something. I'm learning this on my Chavusa. I'm learning this to get closer to you. I'm a Yid. And if I'm saying things, if I'm not going to say things in the Indian of Sur Meirah, which each person understands on his own, the Avoid of what that means, to try to show that I want, to show that I'm alive, to show that I'm not dead, to show that I have Rachmanis on the Elokus within me. Let me end, I'll tell you a story. I think many of you know, it takes a second. You know that the Holy Visioner, Susi Leinu, like many of the tzaddikim, the Visioner spent some time in jail. He had tremendous, tremendous koiches. The Visioner had tens and hundreds of thousands of chassidim, and he was accused of beginning a rebellion against the government, v'chula v'chula. And that's why he ended up running out of, he had to leave Vizhin, and that's how he came to Sadagora. For those of you who are familiar with the whole story. And there was a time that the Holy Visioner spent in jail. There are many tzaddikim that because they were teaching chassidus, and they were moisa nefesh, that they had to spend time in jail. I mentioned last year, some people might not know, that there was a time when the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Sruski Leinu, and Rav Soloveitchik, and the Rav Sruski Leinu were together, and they were together in Berlin, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe was giving fiery drushes in public, and it was against the law. And he was taken into the police station. They put him in jail. And Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav, went to help, because the Rav was well known and was very respected. And he went to bail out the Lubavitcher Rebbe from jail. And they say that the Rav said to Lubavitcher Rebbe something along the lines of, now you know that you really, really from Beis Chabad, because like the Alter Rebbe, who was also in jail, so you also had to do a little time in jail. So a lot of tzaddikim had to spend some time in that place. Most of the people there are not tzaddikim. So the Rishna was in jail, and the chassidim were allowed from time to time, two chassidim, whenever we're allowed to come to visit the Rishonim. So the chassidim came some day that they were allowed into the cell, and the Rishonim was sitting there, and when they came in, he was crying. And the chassidim were taken aback. After all, this is the person they look up to as the one who gives all of them chizik. And, I mean, it was hard to be in jail, but the Rebbe seemed to be falling apart. They were very, very discouraged by that. And they just stood there. And the Rebbe looked at them and said, "You understand why I'm crying?" And they just stood there. And he said, "Mizum lo davre Hashem lo yechso. Binayz deshi abit seini." And he said, "Gam ke'elet begeit samavis. Lo yirara ki ati imadi." The Mishnah said, "Lo yirara. I'm not afraid of anything they're going to do to me. I don't care what they do to me in this disgusting place. Lo yirara. But what hurts me is ki ati imadi. It hurts me so much, Rabbeinu Shlomo, that I had to bring you into this place together with me. I feel so bad that you're with me in this place. Imay noichi b'tzara. Lo yirara. I'm not afraid of anything. The reason I'm crying is ki ati imadi. Ki ati imadi. Hashem Yisbok should help open up our hearts, our eyes, to know ki ati imadi, ki ati imadi. We shouldn't be afraid of anything in the world. Only that one thing we have to know. Ki ati imadi. Through that will be zayichim et Hashem. Not only for the kol daidi daifek, that each one of us will hear the voice of Hashem knocking, but that Am Yisrael, the entire Jewish people, all of Knesset Yisrael, will hear the kol daidi daifek that's calling to us, telling us, shuvu banim shevavim, v'shavu banim l'gvulam, and each and every one of Rachel's children will return to Yerushalayim, the Gula Hashem, Amit, this, and Mehavi, Amin, Amin, Amin.